So then you can check that out. That is in their podcast. Now, Credo Action has sent out a request that people sign a petition, and it's telling Twitter to crack down on @RealDonaldTrump. Twitter's terms of service bans hateful conduct and making violent threats. If threatening nuclear war, as Donald Trump did in a recent tweet, does not count, we don't know what does. Tell Twitter, crack down on @RealDonaldTrump. So they mentioned that Donald Trump recently tweeted, military solutions are now fully in place, locked and loaded, should North Korea act unwisely. Hopefully Kim Jong-un will find another path. Now, it says that Twitter's terms of service explicitly provide examples of what we do not tolerate, which includes but not is limited to behavior that harasses individuals or groups of people with violent threats. And they highlight violent threats in their petition, and wishes for physical harm, death, or disease of individuals or group, references to mass murder, violent events, or specific means of violence in which groups have been the primary targets or victims. Well, hell, that would be the whole alt-right on Twitter now, wouldn't it? Wow. And so again, those that want to talk that freedom of speech mess, you don't have the freedom to be threatening people. You don't have the freedom to issue terroristic threats and what have you. But again, these things go on because people tolerate it, and Twitter certainly tolerates these extremists on its platform engaging in all kind of violent and threatening behavior. And they're being very encouraged by Donald Trump at Real Donald Trump. So that's a petition from Credo, which is calling on Twitter to crack down on @RealDonaldTrump. Yeah, we'll see what happens. Not that it matters much. I kind of like gathering intelligence from some of these people, especially Donald Trump. Yeah, he tells everything. He just can't keep his mouth shut. He just can't keep his mouth shut. So he's probably violating rules and regulations on secret information and safeguarding the nation's secrets and what have you, because I'm sure that if you have put some kind of military action in place, you talking about you locked and loaded, I'm pretty sure that's top secret information and you just blabbing it all over the internet. Damn, you just trying to be like Hillary Clinton, aren't you? No regard for America's secrets in terms of its military and security secrets. No regard whatsoever. All right. Now, speaking of Twitter bullies, here is a friend to Donald Trump, one of his most ardent supporters, and one of my favorite, or I should say, least favorite people in the world, and that is Sheriff David Clark Jr. of Milwaukee County. He resigned yesterday. He was in attendance at the, I believe it was some kind of slave catchers convention that was going on that he spoke at. I'm not sure, but yeah, he has resigned. So the Washington Post reported that outspoken Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark, who built a following among conservatives nationally with his provocative social media presence and strong support of Donald Trump, resigned on Thursday. Milwaukee County Clerk George Christensen said he received a resignation letter from Clark, but the letter did not say why the sheriff was leaving office more than a year before his term is up. Now, remember, he is being investigated by state authorities or county authorities. I don't believe the Justice Department is looking into those people who died while in his custody and care, including a newborn baby whose mother, as she was going into labor in that jail, her pleas for help were ignored. She was not rendered medical attention and ended up having the baby on the floor of the jail, and the baby died. And I don't know if the Justice Department, again, Look at who's running the Justice Department right now, but I have heard nothing about them opening up an investigation. And then, of course, there was the man that they murdered by withholding water from him. And for days, and this man was suffering from mental illness. Apparently, he had clogged up a sink or something in his cell or the toilet and flooded his cell. So, and to teach him a lesson, they didn't get him a mental health counselor and see what the problem was. Why are you flooding your cell and all that? No, they said, we're going to teach him a lesson. We're going to shut water off to his cell. And this man died of dehydration. That was a murder. That was intentional. There was no accident. So though that's the circumstances under which Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark is leaving. And this is a very dangerous man. This is a man who called Black Lives Matter protesters scum that needed to be eradicated. He told people to attack protesters if they come to your town to protest police violence and murders, that you should attack them. And he put this like in an op-ed piece that was published in the Washington, D.C. based paper, The Hill. So, I mean, this man has been allowed to issue threats. I believe he suffers from a mental illness himself. I believe this man is psychotic as well as a narcissist. I mean, it's like him and Donald Trump is his brother from another mother or something. I mean, they are very, very similar. Of course, Donald Trump benefited from white privilege in being born to a immigrant who made a whole lot of money off of government contracts and what have you and accessing government programs, but not so much for David Clark's father. Now, Clark was one of the few, the New York Post continues to write, was one of the few people to speak at the Republican National Convention last year, and he has been vocal about gun rights and critical of what he called the hateful ideology of the Black Lives Matter movement, saying at times, stop trying to fix the police, fix the ghetto. So this is very racist man. It doesn't matter that this man is black. It don't matter. Racism is mistreatment of a person based on their skin color. That's a little bit different than institutional racism, where you have racist policies that seek to disenfranchise a particular group. I'm talking about the one-on-one racism. And this man, although he has two black parents, it appears, he hates black people. He hates black people. He married a white woman. Not saying that marrying a white woman is evidence that you hate black people, but taking into context with the totality of the evidence that we have that this man hates black people, I would have to say, you know, that it is what it is. Again, Milwaukee County actually leads the nation in the incarceration, the modern day enslavement of black men. It's not Chicago, it's not New York, it's not Jacksonville, it's not San Bernardino, it's Milwaukee County. That's ground zero for slavery and human trafficking, and this is a disgusting man. I don't know where he will end up at. Let's hope he doesn't end up in the federal government over there at Homeland Security, because remember, he was talking on Twitter about being offered a job with the Trump administration, but all this heat was on him at the time. Remember, he was being called out for all those fake medals he had on his chest, on his uniform, trying to make it look like, you know, he was a highly decorated law enforcement officer. No, those were toy badges that he had on. He got called out for that. Again, he got called out for the deaths in his jail, and the Trump administration just basically never brought him aboard. So maybe they was waiting for that to kind of die down, being that this guy can't keep his mouth shut. Again, he's just like Trump, though. Can't keep his mouth shut, always saying inappropriate things on Twitter, has no impulse control whatsoever. Let's hope this man does not end up in the federal government in a position where he can do what he was doing in Milwaukee County to a larger number of American citizens. So, but I mean, that is good news. That is good news for the people of Milwaukee County that this very psychotic man has resigned from that position with more than an hour to go. All right, you're listening to Black Talk Radio. This is the afternoon music mix, providing you with music, news, and more. If you have a question, comment, news to report, you can give us a call at